Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 96 of Bucks UK TV. It's the new season, it's the new Bucks, and it's a Victory Monday, which we are always delighted to see. We being Mariana, David, and myself. Hi, guys.
Hi there.
And we are here in a new two-parter. We're going to try and bring you twice as much content, but half as long. So you might actually watch it all the way through. We don't want to take up too much of your week, but we will start off then. The Vikings, it was a win. Mariana, what happened? Because it wasn't what we were expecting, if we're being honest.
I mean, if we go back to our previous couple of episodes where we've had the previews of the season, I believe that the consensus was that the Vikings game was going to be a loss. So coming out of it with a win is already a bonus. I think we need to have maybe a bit more faith in our team. Really, from my point of view, I think the main thing is that Baker Mayfield just played very conservatively, very sensibly. And I think that's all we needed. We kept a lot of good players on offense and a lot of good players on defense. And all we needed at QB is someone to just play sensibly, not really cause any turnovers. And that's what we've done. And we've managed to grind out that win.
Cool. So, I mean, David, we've gone from Tom Brady at quarterback to Baker Mayfield at quarterback. Kind of just put it into perspective for us.
Well, it's a fresh start, isn't it? I think we're all uncertain what we were going to get. And I think in the previous previews shows that we said that, you know, it was looking far worse at the end of last season when we thought our roster was going to be decimated. But we've kept a lot of players. He's got a lot of receivers still, you know, and defence as well. And, you know, Baker Mayfield, he took time to get going. You know, I think the first half was a bit sluggish. Big thing, as Mariana said, he didn't do anything stupid. He didn't throw any interceptions. He didn't lose the ball. And I think we just built confidence, built relationships with the receivers. And, you know, it was just good. And the changes that we made, I think, in the second half were really good. And I think, you know, we look at perhaps some of the coaching and the philosophy there. We didn't run up the gut on first down. Wow.
We almost had a sweepskate going on that. So we had a Zoom call before the game with our Bucks UK members. And it was really nice to see everyone before the game get the build up together, a bit like a sort of virtual tailgate. And yeah, the play calling and Baker Mayfield was the main subject of discussion there, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, we've seen it so many times in the past, you almost know what's coming. Yeah, it was fresh to see it. I think special word of mention for Brian Ford, who actually joined us on that call. You know, fantastic to get a CRO join a humble fan club on game day, the season opener again. It's just brilliant. He was full of positivity and ready for the game. And I think we carried that into the game, both on the field and us watching. I just think it was a great Sunday night for us.
So we talked about running up the gut. We talked about Baker. Let's stick with the offensive side of the ball then. So Baker Mayfield, 34 attempts, 21 completions, rating of 94.4, two touchdowns and no interceptions. Mariana, I mean, that's kind of taking care of business. Do you think that's sustainable for him?
I absolutely do. I think that's what we're going to see a lot of. I'm hoping that obviously first real game, game speed. He only really played, I think, one sort of pre-season tiny bit of a game. So we didn't really have a lot of an idea of how he was going to play. I think he made some very nice passes. There was one that didn't come off to Mike Evans that could have, that went
on the deep ball.
Yeah. And that could have been a very different, if Mike Evans comes down with that. And it wasn't far off, I don't think. So I think there's real, and the passes for the touchdowns were nice and crisp and clean. They weren't, they didn't feel like they were ones to get intercepted. What he did was sensible, and he's got legs on him.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. It's really hard to see from the television, obviously, but from what I've heard from training camp, from what we saw last night, it feels like he just throws a very catchable ball. Sometimes quarterbacks still just try and ram it through at 90 miles an hour. It doesn't need that. It's harder to catch. Receivers don't like it. But he just seems to have really nice placement on it. And dare I say it, compared to what we've had in the past, where Jameis Winston included, Tom Brady included, his deep balls seem to be much more on the money, I thought.
Yeah, I think he looked really organised. I think early on, I think one of the very first pass plays he did got tipped. And I think early on then, I think he was throwing a bit high there. I think he had that in his mind early on that he needed to get over the D-line blockers. But yeah, he just grew into it. I mean, one thing I haven't had a chance to do yet is to look at the coach's video. But we, you know, it didn't seem, there wasn't coming from the commentary that he was missing lots of wide open receivers. So it'd be really interesting to see what sort of separation our receivers were getting downfield, particularly in the first half when he struggled a little bit. But
I agree. And actually, the All-22 is a good one to watch. So obviously, we haven't really got a lot of insight as to what the playbook looks like, what the play calling is. Preseason, obviously, having watched last night, preseason was very vanilla. They weren't giving much away. Mariana, in terms of play calling, it felt like more aggression at least.
Yeah, the, as we said, we tried a couple of deep shots, which was nice to see. But again, it's the difference that we have with Mayfield is we've got a mobile or a more mobile quarterback. We've got someone that can get out of the pocket, and it really counted right at the death where he made that first down for us to kill the game off. You know, Brady's not making that run. And Baker did. So having those, that extra little thing of his legs that he can get out and get out of the pocket and maybe extend a play by moving around a bit. And I'm not expecting him to be any sort of, you know, Patrick Mahomes and really extend plays for half an hour while he's still trying to find a receiver. But just being able to extend it or maybe make those yards in a critical situation makes a real difference to how our season might go. We might just get those yards or that first down in a critical point.
That's good. I mean, go on, David.
I think it showed that actually we weren't so heavily reliant on our O-line protecting the pocket as we were under Brady. And that was huge, I think, for us going into this.
In terms of getting the ball out quickly and being a bit more mobile. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Talking of people's feet then and legs and running around takes us to the run game. I was glass half full. I might be a glass half empty here. David, we'll start with you. Run game, average 2.2 yards a carry.
Yeah, it struggled to develop. I mean, they had a fair number of plays. They worked hard. A lot of the time it was still running into defenders. We didn't have that many great break plays. It was interesting to see the battle of White. And actually, you know, will he be taken over by Tucker soon? Because Tucker actually looked really good when he came on.
That's a really good point. I mean, I've got Rashad White in my fantasy team. I believe in the guy, but I thought he looked like he was running through treacle last night.
Yeah, he was a bit, it was a bit odd. He didn't seem to be able to knock off any sort of runs. I mean, as you say, Tucker has kind of come from nowhere and just jumped up the depth chart. And I looked yesterday because I was quite surprised to see Tucker come in as the sort of second option, because I know we've still got Sean Vaughan and we've got Chase Edmonds. And I looked and I'm like, oh no, Tucker is number two now. So as you say, it might not take a lot for him to take over the number one spot at this rate.
I mean, yeah, Rashad Wright, he's over 6 foot. He's a big bloke. But he's no LeGarrette Blount. You think of how we had big running backs jumping over players. He doesn't seem to have any of that about him, does he?
Yeah, it's kind of, I think, different styles. Blount was going to run through you. I think Rashad White would still prefer to run past you than over you. But again, which is why the running up the gut was never going to be his style. Yeah. There was, I can't remember where it was. I think it's quite early on in the game where it was almost like a slight delay lead. It wasn't really a draw, but they ran him up the middle and the pile, the line just opened up and he had space. And I thought, one person to beat, it kind of reminded me of like Dougie a few years ago. Or, you know, and it's like, oh, he could go. And he just got stopped. So that's kind of what I meant. The breakaway pace wasn't there. And I think that pace was what we did see last year. So, okay, it's a very small sample size. It's only one game. It's the Vikings. It's on turf. It's indoors. You know, it's never going to necessarily be an indicative thing. But, yeah, I was less surprised by that. I mean, the only good side is that we also held the Vikings to 2.4 yards a carry. So it clearly was just no one could run the ball that night. The other thing, though, Mariano, I thought was interesting was the tight ends. It felt like we wanted to push to the tight ends early in the game, but it wasn't really there.
Yeah, and surprisingly, it seemed to be Co-Keefe that we were going to. And I've said it from the point of the sort of draft show that we did when we originally drafted him. Co-Keefe came out of college not being a catching tight end. He was always more in the sort of build of a fullback or a blocking tight end. And that's very much how he was used last season. The first three or four passes to tight ends, and we're all going to Co-Keefe. So I was like, don't we have Cade Otton, the guy that can catch? So it's interesting that they're trying to get the ball out to him more. Maybe they've seen something, obviously, in the sort of the pre-season and the off-season that we've not seen. It'll be interesting to see if that's something that we carry on into future games as well.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting. And I guess we've talked a little bit about the line, but just to round out the offense, David, you say we weren't as reliant on the line. How do you think they performed overall? Because it still feels a little bit like a patchwork.
Yeah, I think it's always going to take time to gel. But, I mean, it wasn't the disaster that we've seen in the past. It wasn't laden with flags, which was good. And, I mean, I think there was one flag on Hainsey where we had to take it, really. We were going nowhere, really. And I think they even called it in the commentary. It was probably a good flag to take. But, yeah, I suppose a B plus to start with.
Good grades.
I mean, we've had to move the tackles around, but Hainsey is probably used to that centre position now. He had pretty much all of last season to it as well. So I didn't feel so bad about Hainsey at centre as I felt more worried about. To me, Gadecki on the right tackle position is my concern. I don't fully understand the move still, and I'm yet to be convinced by him at right tackle. But we'll see. We'll see how it goes. And as you say, no flags, and they did seem to give Baker time to make throws. So
I think someone summed it up on the forum quite nicely by saying we didn't hear their names. If you don't hear the linemen's names, they're doing all right. And you know, we had the move for Wirfs across. So Gadecki was there because Wirfs was on the other side. That seemed to go all right, I thought.
Yeah. Like you say, we didn't hear anything. Quiet evening for the commentary. So all bodes well.
So like you say, B plus, I think we'll all go with that. Not bad. They put up points. They put up more points than the opposition. Job done. Part of the reason they put up more points than the opposition was the other side of the ball. The D. Again, pros and cons, glass half full, glass half empty. Maybe David would start with you. How did it go?
Well, turnovers are huge in every game. And they looked really hungry for them last night, which was a key. I mean, I don't think we necessarily put all the points on the board. We should have off turnovers, but they definitely came out fighting, aggressive. It was probably the most aggressive from Todd Bowles, it seemed, for a little while, actually, which, considering his sort of stamp on defence anyway, was pretty good. You know, still the same old problems with communication in the secondary. I've got one goddamn receiver. I think right every time last night. But, yeah, I mean, overall, they got the job done, didn't they?
Yeah, kind of. Where do you think the main points for improvement probably need to come from? What were the weaknesses you saw, Mariana?
I still don't think we got a huge amount of pressure onto Cousins. We did get probably more into him than we've done in previous games, but I'm still not seeing, you know, I'm not seeing someone getting sort of double-digit sack numbers out of what I'm seeing out of our day line. But and as David said, I think the main thing is you've got one receiver to cover. How is he getting so wide open all the time? But it was nice seeing some different players step up. I think we'd all point out that when Izzian got the interception on the goal line, that I think pretty much most of us on the forum said, who?
We also went to our pocket roster. Christian Izzian. No, it doesn't ring a bell. Yeah.
Yeah, so it was nice to see young players again stepping up. And he
had an up and down sort of game. But do you know what? That's a baptism of fire. It's the NFL. It's Kirk Cousins. You're never going to have the best day coming out, are you?
And to have six undrafted rookies out there?
Yeah,
I mean, really we've good. Got a real mix of veterans. I mean, we were laden with old men up. We've got six over 30 now, and we've definitely moved to a much younger roster. So,
And I think we should throw this back out at you, Kieran. How did you think JTS did?
I've always said that JTS has limitless potential and a very high ceiling. Do you know, he started really strong out of the gate, actually. And I think, as you said, David, that the age thing, what JTS brings is pace. He's very, very fast. He's very quick. He's clearly got a big step now on Shaq Barrett. Shaq Barrett still commands respect. You can see, obviously, they're accounting for him. But JTS was quicker off the mark. And there were some of those sort of combination blitzes. Maybe it was sort of a read blitz or something where they're playing the run first. But where sort of JTS and Winfield were both crashing down or something like that. And it was a really good sort of 1-2 punch. And I feel that maybe, as you said, David, the rest of the pace on the D is probably serving him well. Maybe things are happening at the pace that he's used to or the pace he's expecting, or it's freeing him up in some shape or form. I think he probably had a better first half than he did a second half. But I think that was definitely the best we've seen from JTS for a long while, and long may it continue.
And I mean, just to finish it off, if you don't mind, from my point, Devin White was so good to see. Devin White as the Devin White that we know and love, and like just really putting the tackle that he did on Kirk Cousins, where he basically just nailed him into the ground, was absolutely beautiful. And I feel like Devin White, he was pre-game, just before the game started, he was the one in the middle of the huddle, like really... you know, getting everyone hyped up for the game. I think whatever the wobble was he had off season, he's gotten over it. He's fully, you know, locked in for the Bucks, it feels like.
I feel like he might almost be dialing it up too high. A lot of those tackles, he seemed to be tackling other Buccaneer defenders. He didn't care. He just went through everyone. He's clearly a man possessed, but possessed in a very good way. So yeah, I like that. And I think you mentioned the pre-game shot of everyone in the huddle. It's kind of, you contrast that with Lavonte David, who is just as much a leader, commands just as much respect, if not probably more, but is the sort of slowly, quietly take you to one side, have a sort of conversation, more sort of gentlemanly approach to the game. But I think those two together are so, so complimentary. And if we can see them along, you know, actually with JTS, with Shaq Barrett or, you know, Anthony Nelson or someone like that, that linebacker core could go back to being a real strength for the team, I think. Question is, will it translate into sacks? Because it has translated into, there was a pick, there was some turnovers, you know, and that as you said, David, right at the beginning, that was probably the difference. And I think they said it in the post-game press conferences as well, because, you know, we were outscored in the yards, they ran more than us, they passed more than us, you know, kind of. But it's the scoreboard that counts. And I guess another reason why we scored more points than them is probably special teams. So it's a third of the game, everybody. My favourite third of the game. Let's talk special teams. You can start with it, whichever kicker you like, because they're both amazing.
I mean, it's interesting how coming out of the game, the focus is still all on Baker Mayfield and not that 57-yard field goal. Clinched it for us. I mean, that was some kick to make out there when it really mattered. A new role out there taking up the position. I mean, talk about clutch kicking. That was fantastic, wasn't it?
Yeah. I don't quite know how you work this out, but I challenge anyone to put down a piece of rope or put two cones out 18 feet, 6 inches apart, and then go and walk back 57 yards. And see how far that's the, when you're kicking a ball, that's the ball is bigger than the posts when you're kicking it. So it's just phenomenal. And, you know, credit to the blocking, credit to him for getting the combination of air and distance that he needed. And it looked like it could have gone for another 5 yards more, dare I say it. Shades of
and
Matt Bryant.
Well done for Bowles having the guts to let him kick it.
Yeah, and actually, and you know, the going for it on fourth down early on, that was the aggression. It's like they knew they wanted to put the killer punch in, because as you say, David, at that point in the game, if you go for that field goal and you don't make it, the other team get the ball from the spot, don't they? They're not, you know, you don't get the chance to punt it away and try and play keep away. So yeah, that's a really good point. And I guess maybe Bowles doesn't get a lot of credit for those sorts of things. So I think that's really worth pointing out. However, the Tampa Bay Commanders also came to the rescue. Mariana, good punting.
Yeah, I mean, Kamada always solid on punting. We saw it last season. He's just like picked straight up where he was. He has an ability to kick from almost our goal line and just land it almost on theirs. Just such an amazing, you know, player to have on the team. And it's such an underrated position, I guess. And he just does. He gives us a chance because he always puts the other team back where they've got to really make a long drive to get up to the other end of the field. So, again, I mean, I think the field goal probably wins it for flashiness, but Kamada, solid as always.
And on kickoffs. Don't forget the kickoffs. And then, obviously, when we talk about kickoffs, we've got the returners. Tompkins, I thought, pleasantly surprised, David.
Yeah, I think he was right for it. He took quite a few. He could have just knelt for touchbacks, went for them. He looked elusive. He's definitely broke a few tackles and passed a few of the original gangers. So, yeah, it was probably the most exciting return game we've seen in a while.
Yeah, he might only have broken off sort of 10, 20, sort of 10, maybe 15 yards at times. But, you know, that's better than what we had last season of, as you say, just like, oh, a kneel down or, oh, you know, we'll run straight into the first tackle. So I feel like we could see an actual run back, like a 30, 40 yard one in the next few games. Let's keep positive. Let's wish it into the world.
And straight away, something like that puts you into field goal range if you can knock them in from 57 yards. So those sort of those special teams, that's points on the board. So, yeah, it shouldn't be underrated.
Yeah, brilliant. I mean, I think if you just look across offense, defense, special teams, everybody came to play yesterday.
So we've talked about the grade. Someone gave offense a B+, kind of an overall team score for our performance then. Where did you put on the report card?
I actually think that the B+ is probably a positive, sort of good overall. I don't think anyone really... Probably the defence, I would say, probably just edged it in terms of their overall performance. But I think, yeah, B+. We've got areas that we can still improve, which is great because we come off a win and we can see areas we can improve on still. So, you know, gives the coaches something to do and something to work with. But we came away with a win, so can't give them too low a grade.
I like it, David.
Yeah, again, sort of A-, B+. A win's a win, and on the road in Minnesota. Definitely take that. I mean, Vikings won 13 games last year. Appreciate they've lost a lot of players on the defence. But, you know, like you say, on the predictions, there were a lot of people expecting us to go there and lose. So, you know, you take that all day long.
I agree. B+, and a large serving of humble pie all round with ketchup on hats to eat those as well. Long may that last. It's brilliant being wrong when it results in a Bucks win. So we'll call it there. That's the end of episode 96. Join us though shortly later on in the week where we'll be previewing the Bears game, the home opener. So from all of us, we'll see you next time, and go Bucks.
Go Bucks.
Go Bucks.